Hello, welcome to Stoner Chicks, the podcast for stoners by stoner chicks. This is Phoebe Richards.
I'm Stephanie Thompson.
I'm Grace Penzel.
And I'm Kayla Teo.
And we've gone international, folks.
I'm watching Love Island right now.
I started season two of F-Boy Island last night, and it's great. But that's not what we're here to talk about. Speaking of shows, we do have an improv show coming up called Dubious Advice, and it is on Friday the 19th, which is in a week.
Yes, Friday, August 19th, 9:30 p.m., correct?
9:30 p.m., correct, at Atlas Theater, home of Comedy Sports Seattle. The show is Dubious Advice. You can buy tickets online. You can visit our things, and we'll have stuff.
Yeah, I'll put a link on our website. You can also go to CSZseattle.com. We're looking forward to it.
I'll be getting really high.
We'll be high in the show.
Oh, I will be getting extremely high before the show and giving out dubious advice.
Great. Just like the title of the show.
Yes.
That's exciting. That's exciting. And also what's exciting is, Stephanie, you are on location right now, correct?
That's right. I'm in Montana.
With an R at the end.
With an R at the end. That's how you say it out here. It's been actually quite an adventure since I got here. On a couple days ago, me and my family were just looking out on the dock, and there was a fire starting, a forest fire, and it was pretty crazy. And then the next day, it got so close to us, we had to evacuate into another town, and it was like throwing all our stuff in the car, all crazy, getting out of here. And so I'm back at the lake now. The fire missed us.
Oh, thank God. Oh my God, that sounds so scary.
It was pretty.
I heard that as the fire missed us, so we had to come back.
Oh, yeah. Phoebe's high for this one.
I'm very high. I'm silly high. I'm silly high.
So, like, a lot of the things that I'm used to doing here, I'm not able to do this week because the fire's kind of put a little bit of a cloud over things, if I should say so. But I have been smoking a lot of weed.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't have it any other way.
And being really careful about putting out my joints in a proper way so they don't start another forest fire. I've been paranoid.
Yeah, that's something that we don't do enough. Give PSAs about being a responsible smoker. You guys, do not start forest fires.
Listeners, do not.
Don't flick
We'd
your
be
joints
very disappointed in you.
Out your windows. Don't do any of that. That's bad. It's bad, 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 bad. But one of the things that we have at my little cabin here at the lake is we get a subscription to American Frontiersman.
Ooh, that looks so good.
It's this amazing magazine.
It looks like it has all the things a cowboy needs to know.
As everything a frontiersman or like a pioneer person right. needs to know. And Great. It's amazing. Like there's on the front cover, if you want to... Wild Eats, feasting on frogs and rattlers.
Oh, and you even, I would try that.
And trail firepower, top snake guns. I didn't even know that there were guns specifically for snakes, but apparently there are.
What do you think would be different about a gun used for snakes?
Ooh, it can get all slithery-like.
Yeah, I mean, a shotgun probably works just fine on a snake, right?
It just blows it up. What if you just want to, like, get a clean one through its brain?
You need to have a very specific set of the skills for that.
I want to be a snake sniper.
Oh, my God.
All right, moving on. Sorry.
Well, there's one particular article I wanted to read to you guys, Ooh. And it's about using the whole animal.
Oh,
okay. And okay. I'm going to read an excerpt, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
We don't thank each other enough, do we?
We don't.
I think we thank each other a lot. A lot.
Listeners, what do you think? Do we thank each other enough?
Thank you, Phoebe. That was a great question. I'm going to read this little excerpt, and I'm going to do it in an accent just because I feel like...
Great, because you're in Montana.
Because the guy who wrote this, Tad Brown, I'm pretty sure he talks this way. So here I go. My good friend Jill Easton, a fellow contributor to this publication, routinely crafts and sells beautiful necklaces out of critter penis bones, usually from raccoons, but others can be used as well. As a kid, a neighbor took me on my first raccoon hunt. When we caught a big boar raccoon, he skinned it in the field and harvested the pecker bone. He stuck it in his coat breast pocket and commented with a smile, "I'll find a good use for it." No doubt, they make great conversation pieces. And I have a knife made from one by my cousin to go with my flintlock shooting gear. Imagine the useful utensil-type tools that could be fashioned from them. That's pecker bones that you can use.
I love that. That is really using the whole animal. And I stand with, what was that person's name?
Tad Brown.
Tad Brown. I'm with Tad Brown.
I didn't know a pecker bone was a thing. I mean, human peckers don't have bones, do they?
No, they don't. But there are animals that have bones in their penises. And so pecker bone looks like this. There's a picture of it.
Do they make sizes of pecker bone? Like raccoon pecker bones big?
That is disgusting, that image that you just showed us. I did not like it. It was viscerally bad.
I'll post a picture online, folks.
Oh, great.
But this whole magazine is, there's a couple copies up in the cabin, and it has been a pleasant lake read for me as I've been
the frontiersman.
The American frontiersman. It's been hilarious. And then there's funny advertising in it. There's a whole time arc. You can subscribe to a time arc. I don't know. It's about the world ending. It's weird. I went to their website.
What?
It's like fiction?
It's not fiction. They think the world's going to end and we need to get into a time arc.
So what? It's nonfiction? Oh, whoa. Like Noah's Ark?
Like Noah's Ark, but it's a time arc that'll take us back in time.
This would seem like the guest list would be pretty short.
Sounds great to me.
You have to sign up for it.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's sign That's up. Weird. See what happens.
I have so many subscriptions already, am I right?
I know.
Oh, I know.
You just can't keep up.
Oh, mademoiselle.
Did I mention that I'd never made it to a pot store because it's been so crazy because of fires? Did I say that already?
Oh.
No.
You did not. So you haven't been to a pot store. So you're just out there in Montana.
Because Montana is legal state now. So they have, I'd driven past one 4 times, but that was when we were evacuating the fire. And so.
Didn't seem like the appropriate time to be like, hold on.
Appropriate time.
I got to get some weed.
To be like, I need some
weed.
So
I can burn.
I'm escaping the fire, man.
I've seen on your Instagram, you posting amazing photos of you in the water. That always makes me happy.
Yes, I've been spending a lot of time in the water and smoking in the water because that's the safest way to smoke without starting a forest fire.
That's true. Everyone should have to be in the middle of a lake to use fire.
But anyway, that is me in Montana, and I've been having an absolutely just amazing time.
Good.
Does anyone have any questions for me?
I would like to ask you to please send us a photo of that pecker bone before you leave.
Oh, I will.
Kayla wants to get her own copy of the pecker bone photo.
I need to see this up close.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. Was there any special name of the dispensary in Montana that you remember?
It was called the Green Thumbelina.
What?
Oh.
I'm so glad I asked. That's an insane name.
It was a really cute name, yeah.
Did you guys ever watch that movie when you were younger, Thumbelina, the animated
mm-hmm.
one?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
100%. We'd watch again. I'm Kayla Teal from Essex.
I would take little leaves and make boats out of leaves, you know, in the fall time, like big leaves and make little boats. And then I would float them on the lake or the river and be like, it's Thumbelina's boat.
Oh, cute. Yeah,
that's nice. You know what else is nice and reminds me of childhood?
What?
Show and tell.
Oh, I thought you were going to say a smoke break. I was like, childhood? Are you sure?
It's not.
Well, I believe I'm up first, Kayla, for show and tell.
Yes, Kayla, I do believe you are up first for show and tell. Something we did once in a live show. And now we're going to do it again.
Okay. My show and tell. I first have a tell, then I have a show that relates to my tell.
Love it.
So I have not talked about this on the podcast yet, but I'm actually moving to Los Angeles
Ooh.
In a couple weeks' time.
Boo!
Fuck you, Los Angeles.
Wow. I support you and I'm happy for you, Kayla.
No, I am too. Come on.
Whatever. I'm not.
Steph is not.
I know. Steph will come around and I'm not worried, but I understand. I'm going to miss my stoner chicks immensely, obviously.
But you're not leaving the pod.
No, this does not affect my involvement with the pod whatsoever, except that if we have a live show, I'm going to have to fly home for it. But I'm going to miss you guys. I'm going to miss Seattle. I've been here for 9 years just a couple months after I graduated college, I came out here and I'm going to miss it. But I think my seasonal depression will thank me for it. And I'm excited to do some comedy stuff down there. That said, I just sent the chicks a bunch of photos, old family photos, because I have some family history in Hollywood with my ancestors living there and owning businesses there and such. So I sent some photos. The first photo I want to talk about, and we'll put some of these on Instagram as well, is the photo of the theater with the Christmas tree on top of it. Do you see that photo?
Yeah.
So if you zoom in on that photo, on the truck, it says Teal Brothers Trucking Company. My great-grandfather Teal and his brother owned a trucking company in Hollywood in the 40s. And I believe this photo is from 1944. And it's a photo of them putting up the decorations on Hollywood Boulevard in front of the Vogue Theater. So they were responsible for a lot of the Christmas decorations in downtown Hollywood. And they also did a lot of like moving sets and set pieces, like large sets for different movies and stuff. So my grandpa has all these wild stories about like random movie stars from the 40s that he hated, or I think Rex Harrington, is that his name?
Harrison.
Rex Harrison. My grandpa has like a hilarious story about Rex Harrison. He thought he was a total douche.
Yeah, everyone does. Apparently Rex Harrison was a huge asshole.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, good. So it's not just my grandpa.
No.
And then the next photo is the giant class photo. There's just a photo of just like a few hundred people in poodle skirts and shit. And this is my grandpa's senior class photo from 1944. He was class of 1944, which is where he met my grandma and my two great aunts. They were all Hollywood High alum. So without that, I would not exist. So that's their class photo. A few years ago, I actually flew down for their 75th high school reunion, this class. And me and my ex sang some songs from 1944. For the folks that were there. And then the other photos are just some people. There's a photo of my grandpa in front of a house. It's the only one in color. And that's a house on Tuxedo Terrace in Hollywood that my great-grandfather built himself. And my grandpa helped lay some of the foundation for.
Wow. It's a beautiful white. Yeah. Can I describe the pictures?
Yeah.
So the one of the high school class, it's like a lot of people. It's a big class and everyone's wearing old timey clothes. There's like billowy sleeves and a sort of poodle skirt with a big heart on it. There's a lot of argyle. I really liked the Christmas tree going down in old Hollywood. It feels almost like a fake picture, but I know it's real, but it almost feels fake.
Mm-hmm.
And then this one in front of the house, it's a white house. Very mission style with those tile roofs. And your grandpa is so cute.
Yeah, he's standing in front of it. We always, whenever we're in town, we go drive by the house. And then the rest of the photos are just of my grandpa and my grandma. They met at Hollywood High, but my grandma's dad, so my other great grandpa, was the accountant for Teal Brothers Trucking Company. So they, I think, kind of like set their kids up. And then they got married, I think, while they were still in high school. And my grandpa like went straight into the Navy after that in World War II. So I just wanted to share that with you guys, that I have some family history down there that I'm kind of excited about. And my grandpa actually passed away last week. So I'm going to be down there celebrating his life here pretty soon. But it feels kind of oddly full circle that I'm about to be living in his old hood.
Yeah.
In just a couple weeks.
Wow.
Oh my God, I didn't that's even awesome. Know that. I'm so sorry, Kayla.
That's okay. He was 95 after a long dementia battle, so it was, you know, I'm happy for him that he's moved on.
Yeah. I'm glad you're going to get to be down there close to some of your history.
Yeah. And thank you, Kayla, for sharing that.
Yeah, you're so welcome. Thanks for the support. Steph, I know your support will eventually come.
We'll see.
Hey, guys, I want to take a smoke break and get real high.
Uh-oh, Phoebe, you're already...
Not already.
You're already really stoned, Phoebes.
All right, smoke break time.
Well, welcome back from your smoke break, everybody. I hope it was nice and toasty. We are doing show and tell. We just heard from Kayla, and we have now going to hear from Phoebe.
Well, thank you, Stephanie. I have a show and tell now to share. I have talked on this podcast aplenty about my sticker collection, and I did highlight a few stickers in the past, and so I just wanted to update people on some of the rad stickers that I've gotten in the last several months. As some of my listeners
wow.
might know.
Oh, so they're Phoebe's listeners now.
Wow, Phoebe. Now we know how you really feel about the podcast.
It's all mine. I went to Yellowstone. And after I was in Yellowstone, I was in Missoula hanging out with my friend Trisha and with her family. And we went around to some cool spots, including this shop called Betty's Divine. And it has like mostly like vintage clothes, new clothes, jewelry, and stickers. It also had a cat that lives in the store.
I love that.
And you know me. I love cats. It's a little fat orange and white cat. There's a huge painting of it. And they have a sticker made of the cat.
Aww.
And it's one of my favorite stickers because I got to meet the cat and then buy its sticker.
Oh, my God. Aww. This is a glorious.
That's so great.
This is a glorious fat cat. That's mostly white with orange on it. And he's so cute.
He's looks so like cute. An orange cape.
Yeah. So that's one I'm really excited about. And then I found some little series of stickers. I didn't buy them all because there was a lot. But one is this Scratch and Sniff ET stickers series.
What? What could it possibly smell like?
So there's three I bought. They're very tiny. When I got them, I was like, oh, so small.
What?
They're like little stamp size. But here's E.T. with a fruit bowl. And it's grape scented. And it still has a little bit of a grape smell. And then there's E.T. out in the pine trees and under the moon. And that one does smell like pine. And then there's E.T. with a candy dish. And it says peanut butter.
Hold it closer.
It does not. Sorry. Just E.T. with some candy in a bag, still with the moon. And that one has no scent anymore, even though it's supposed to be scented peanut butter.
Oh, my God. That's so weird. Where did you find those?
This is on Etsy is where I buy most of my stickers. This was from Sweet Vintage Life Shop. And also from them, I found this collection, which I bought three of. And they're also bears. This is a baby bear in a diaper with a bottle.
All right.
But then... I feel like Baby Bear grows up and has a girlfriend and gives me flowers. And then, ooh, look, Baby Bear's all grown up and has a lot of money and loves the money. This one's just a bear. And it's like the duck that dives into the money.
That oh bear. Scrooge McDuck.
Yeah.
That bear got his bag.
So, yeah, those are great. And then I have one more sticker that I've been dying to show, mainly Stephanie. I found this, and it's an I Love Lucy, like, real of stickers.
Ooh.
And they're all just stills of Lucille Ball as Lucy. And it's in like photo
strip.
Thank you. What are those called? Like in a photo booth where it comes on a photo strip.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my cool new celebrity sticker of Lucy. And that's an update on Phoebe's stickers. That's my show and tell.
Yay. Thank you, Phoebe.
Yeah. And I will post all of those on Instagram plus some more bonus content.
Are you opening this up for questions?
Sure.
The bear stickers, don't they? They kind of look like the kinds you'd get in like a doctor's office in the 90s, right?
They kind of have that feel, I agree, like a little bit, like except they're just weird. But yeah.
Yeah. Little diaper baby bear with the little baby bear stuffed animal.
Yeah, with a baby bear stuffed animal and a little duck.
Very odd, Phoebe. It's an odd sticker.
Follow-up question. Phoebe, do you ever stick your stickers on things or do you just collect them in a book?
Very rarely do. Well, most of them, the ones I'm collecting are in a book. And then I also do buy stickers that are more like fun for like putting on like Patreon mail, or if I make cards for friends. And that's in its own sticker book of ones that can be used.
Got it.
So there's a classification system. I love it.
Yes.
Phoebe is the best pen pal, y'all. You should write to Phoebe because she'll send you some wild card with wild stickers on it.
Yeah, write me. The P.O. Box is Stoner Chicks Podcast at P.O. Box 80586, Seattle, Washington, 98108. And I think now it's Grace's turn.
All right, it's my
turn. For show and tell. G-R-A-C-E. It's Grace's turn.
It's Grace's turn. Finally. No, that's not who I am today. So I'm smoking some
not today.
Top shelf. No, yeah, that was when I was the bully brother. That was my attitude, but I can't do that every day. Mm-hmm. I have to save that as a sometimes treat. Okay, I'm smoking top shelf and it's Romulan strain. I don't know if you've ever had Romulan.
No.
So it's basically alien weed. And my show and tell is, since I'm still unpacking from my move, I found a childhood notebook of mine. And first, I'm going to show you a drawing, and then I'm going to tell you about a dessert genius recipe I wrote when I was 8. So first, the illustration.
Oh my goodness.
God.
Let me describe this for you, listeners. We'll post a picture on Instagram, but Grace has drawn a scary, I would say, like, witchy woman. With warts, with hair and booger, or is that bugs coming out of her nose or their
neck.
Nose?
And then one really bulgy eye, and then the other one's almost shut, and blood pouring from the nose. and a tiny goatee.
Just like if Mr. Potato Head really went off the deep end.
Yeah. And what looks like a small cacti growing out of its nose.
Well, Grace, please do tell.
That's a hairy wart.
Gotcha.
I have no idea what this was meant to be, but the notebook is
cute,
kind of like along the Hello Kitty lines.
Oh my god, that looks familiar. I feel like I had that.
It's called Ruru Bear Schedule Diary, and it was like gel and had different. Oh, this has stickers in the back.
Ooh,
never mind, they're not. Anyway, so. Do you want to hear the recipe?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, this is a recipe for sugar pie, and I'm going to read it as if I were cooking on a cooking show.
Okay, great.
Sugar pie. Ingredients. Sugar plum chocolate caramel candy cane peppermint Oreo pie. Make sugar crust. Chocolate pie crust. Then layer it with whipped cream. Then sprinkle crushed caramel Oreos over it and put sweetened canned plums over it and top it with powdered peppermint candy canes and then bake for 10 minutes.
That's adorable.
Amazing.
And that's a picture.
let me see. It makes me think of the little drawings they do on British Bake Off.
Oh, yeah.
Except this is ugly as shit.
Never.
And then
I have a question.
Yes.
Oh, Stephanie has a question, everyone. That was weird.
My question is, have you tried this recipe?
No, it sounds like a mad person's recipe. I guess it could be good. Plums and candy canes? That sounds kind of crazy.
Yeah, it's a little much. The candy canes lost me, but otherwise maybe.
All right, this other one is first mix a sugar with chocolate chicken eggs and candy flour into a bowl, then roll into dough, then make one thick layer of it, and then put caramel cream candy on it, then pat another layer of dough on it, and then make sweet and sour frosting.
sweet and sour.
And
even.
Smooth it over the cake. Bake for 20 minutes and sprinkles all over it. And here's a picture of the ingredients.
Oh, I love it. Great. There's the chocolate, you should make candy cookbooks. Eggs.
Yeah. And then I just want to say one more thing, which is my tell, which is that Jeff and I have been watching a couple of good shows, and one of them is Severance, and the other one is Schmigadoon. Which,
what's that?
Schmigadoon, I've heard of that.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's a musical one.
It's fun, but it's not my favorite. But what is great about it, it's like a musical, and Cecily Strong and Keegan-Michael Key star in it, and it's a Lorne Michaels show, and it feels like a Lorne Michaels show, which is sometimes good and sometimes boring. However, in this show, and what it shares with Severance, is amazing gay romance plot lines with older actors who are beloved. So in Schmigadoon, Alan Cumming and Fred Armisen like play a priest and the mayor who like fall in love with each other.
Aww.
Wow.
And then in Severance, have any of you seen Severance?
Mm-mm.
No.
Okay. It's
shame.
Shame. No, but anyway, it's one of my favorite pieces of media I've ever seen. Adam Scott stars in it.
I mean, I love Adam Scott.
It's scary, Phoebe. It scared me a little bit, but it's also very funny. Basically, mind future, very Kurt Vonnegut vibes. In that, there's a plot line where John Turturro falls in love with Christopher Walken.
Oh, wow. I like that. What a power couple.
So anyway, it's just these like older male actors who are so great. And they're just like have these like tender little gay plot lines. And I feel like that's not something that would have been happening even 5 years ago. And so that makes me happy. So that's my show and my tell.
I love it. Thank you, Grace.
Thank you, Grace.
You're so welcome. And thank you, listeners. And we'd love to hear a show and tell from you if you'd like.
Oh.
You can slide into our DMs at Stoner Chicks Podcast. You can send us an email at stonerchickspodcast@gmail.com. Make sure if you send us anything there to include a high thought that you have had to Dear Stephanie, and we'll probably read it on the podcast. Also, you can go to stonerchickspodcast.com for pretty much any of these things, including
like tickets to our show on the 19th.
Like tickets to the show on the 19th, or to sign up for our dope ass fucking newsletter that is just full of wonderful and funny stuff. Stephanie puts that together. Go again to patreon.com/stonerchicks if you would like to support our podcast. We want to keep doing this as long as we can, and we need your help. We could also use your help if you wanted to head over to Apple Podcasts or Spotify and give us 5 stars and maybe leave a nice review if you feel like it. That would be so appreciated. And you heard our P.O. Box earlier. I think it's time to fucking go smoke even more, hold your loved ones close, light up a fire or get into an ice bath, put on some nature sounds, cozy on up, and Kayla, what do stoner chicks always say?
Make sure to save the pecker bone.
Smoke your weed.